Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here, especially as we continue to celebrate our ninth anniversary week, 9 years of being on the air with as a Small Business Advocate show, and we're glad to have you with us. Lee Froschheiser, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. Lee is president and CEO of MAP, and I'll get him to tell us a little bit about what that is in just a minute. Lee helps organizations and individuals put their best foot forward in so many ways, including leadership, best practices, that sort of thing. His new book is called Vital Factors, which he co-authored with Paul Chutkow. And as I said, he's our new friend. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. What is MAP? It's not just the name of your company, is it?
Well, no, it really isn't. MAP stands for Management Action Programs, and we're a general management consulting firm that, believe it or not, was started in 1960. So we've been around for 46 years.
Congratulations.
And what's that?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's probably, somebody asked me one day, what's your greatest accomplishment as a company? And I said, being a consulting firm, being here 46 years. So how's that?
That is an accomplishment, yep.
And, you know, we work with what probably has made MAP special with all of our clients is we over the years have developed a management system. We call it the MAP, the Management Action Programs system. And what we really do is we help companies get organized and implement a management methodology into running their business. And we've got, we're on the West Coast, but we have clients all across the United States. We have a few international clients, and so we've got clients all the way, you know, we've got clients where there's two or three people in the company, to clients like Wells Fargo, Washington Mutual, big
companies. MAP is actually a system where you help people learn, you help business owners learn more about leadership, best practices, and that sort of thing. Talk to us about the vital factors. What do you consider the vital factors to be in management?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, they're different for every company. They're different in nonprofit organizations. They're different in construction to medical offices. And you have to really zero in what the vital factors are. Now, I'm going to give you an analogy of vital factors, Jim. I mean, you'll relate to this. The way that we talk about vital factors is like an airplane. When these pilots fly these big 727s, they don't fly them based on watching out the window. They fly them based on reading the dials on
the gauges, right?
The gauges. And the vital factors are your gauges to tell you how your business is going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick, you know, and you work with small businesses and you know this, the trick is to find out what are the real vital factors, the vital signs that are the measures you should be looking at in your business that tells you if your business is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four categories of vital factors. They center around things that will come off your income statement. There are things around productivity. There's vital factors around cash flow. And then the fourth one, which is something you were talking about, and I was listening to you, is about around customer service.
Right.
How do you measure good customer service?
For some reason, Lee, in the 21st century, we've gotten almost completely away from thanking customers for their business.
Oh, big time.
And it's an epidemic. We've gone from, and it's even worse than that, Lee. We've gone actually from saying thank you for the business, we really appreciate this, to saying no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
how is MAP going to help us fix that?
You know, one of the things that it's really interesting when we start working with a client, and we say, okay, let's zero in on what your vital factors are. And one of the categories is customer service. And, you know, to your point, that's the hardest one for companies to tell us how they measure customer service. And a lot of times they don't have measures.
Because they don't, because they don't ask, or they don't know how. They don't know how to. Either they don't ask because they don't know how to ask, or they're afraid to ask.
They're afraid to ask. Absolutely, and they don't train their employees how to ask. You know, you were talking training your employees to say thank you for your business. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't train their employees that, and it doesn't come natural for employees. And one of the things that always ends up on what we call the vital factor, we call it the vital factor spreadsheet, which is kind of like that dials on your airplane, mm-hmm. the needles on your airplane. What always ends up there is some kind of measure around customer service. And, you know, it's different in every business. But, like, you know, you go to a restaurant, it might be the customer comment cards. In construction, it might be warranty. Mm-hmm. It might be reworks, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the examples of what vital factors really zero in on.
Well, and I like what you said about training, because the training is so important. I think maybe people in my generation, Lee, believe that saying thank you to customers is a natural, innate human being thing to do, but it's not.
Yeah.
And so we can't take that for granted. We can't farm that out. We can't phone that in. We have to be very adamant and overt in explaining to our employees the importance of customer appreciation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you heard me say this. I said the customers are like women. They like compliments.
Yep. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And I'm in your generation, and I think you're absolutely right, and I think training is so important. You know, you've probably had this happen. This is one of the questions that we frequently ask a client when we start working with them. We'll ask the president or CEO of a company, we'll say, okay, what's your most important asset? And, you know, they always answer people because they read that in a book somewhere. And then we say, okay, what's your training budget? And that's when you get the deer in the headlight look.
And if it's a small business, it's zero. There isn't even a line in the budget for it.
They haven't even thought about it.
Right.
And then we say, okay, how much money are you going to invest in inventory this year or in equipment? Well, they always know that number.
Oh, yeah.
So then you just go back and say, okay, what is your most important asset?
Uh-huh.
And what happens is, you know, and you know this with your years of experience, if there's anything I've learned in 31 years of running businesses and things like that, is that the most important thing you can have around you is good people.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
training
exactly right.
Those people is so critical. I totally agree with you.
Well, and we have too many things to do in small business and too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And so we got to make sure those heads are well trained. Ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, please, please train your people better. It's 20 after. We're going to be right back with Lee Frushizer. He's the author, the co-author of Vital Factors. When we come back, we're going to get him to tell us where it's available, give us his website, and we're going to talk about some other factors that you need to know about.
And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for helping me celebrate 9 years of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. Lee Frushizer is our guest. He's our new friend, the author, the co-author of Vital Factors. Lee, we need to know where the book's available and how we can find your organization.
Well, the book's available in all the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, all the major retailers. And it's also available through Amazon.com. And the best way to contact us is through our website, which is MAP Consulting, all one word, MAPConsulting.com. And if people would like to find out more about what we do, we'd love to have them come to our website.
And MAP stands for Management and Action Programs.
Right.
Okay, we talked about customer service as one of the mm-hmm. key factors. Let's talk about at least one more before you have to go today.
Oh, I'll give you a good one, okay? The good one is all those listeners out there, really zero in on measuring productivity. Find out if your people are as productive as they can be. You know, productivity is input versus output. So think about what you produce in your business and what your inputs are, labor hours, labor dollars, those kinds of things. You know, one of the vital factors that everybody should be measuring on an ongoing basis is revenue per employee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really gives you an indication when, you know, Jim, you've seen this, when companies start struggling, a lot of times it's in their productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so really zero in on what those input outputs are. There's a great story, by the way, that I'll just refer to Vital Factors. It's chapter four about restaurants on the run, a guy by the name of Michael Cato. And they started measuring profit per delivery, and it made a huge difference in their business and started really driving to how to improve that profit.
Well, the payroll is the largest expense item on anybody's P&L. And if you don't know, you know, here's what I try to tell people about this, Lee. Every time you turn around, you've got some manager or somebody in your organization saying, we need to hire more people. We can't get all this done. How do you really know that if you aren't measuring productivity, how do you really know whether you actually need to hire somebody else or if you just need to tighten up your operation a little bit?
You hit the nail on the head because, I don't know, my wife asked me a question one time where she said, hey, Dell had just announced or somebody had announced they were laying off thousands of employees. And she said, okay, Mr. Consultant CEO, what would you say to them? And if they're laying all these people off, I'd ask them one simple question. I told her, why did you have them in the first place?
Right, right. What was their justification the day before you laid them off?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head. If you're going to add positions, first of all, verify that your current employees are really as productive as you can be, because you might be just putting Band-Aids on a real problem.
Well, and the way you handle that, in my opinion, Lee, is you say, okay, folks, As you know, we try to pay everybody as well as we can. As I'm the owner, I'm not exactly, living the life of Donald Trump. So we're trying to share things around here. If I hire more people, then we all get less.
Right.
But if we can find ways to improve efficiencies, and if we can all make sure we're doing as much as we can and as efficiently as we can, then the folks of us who are here now can share more.
Absolutely. You're right on target. So
there's got to be something in it down
on that vital factor.
There's got to be something in it for them, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, employees, it's the with them. You know, we all listen to that same internal radio station every morning. What WIIFM? What's in it for me?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Nail on the head.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay.
Give us another vital factor.
Another vital factor. I'm going to give you a favorite vital factor. One of the reasons vital factors are so important is if you get your people focused on them and really zero in on that, it's, that old adage in business, what gets measured gets done.
Right.
And so here's a favorite one for me. A favorite one is around quality and really having good measures on what quality is. So, for example, quality can be reworks. It can be on-time deliveries. Things like that. And there's an absolutely great story in Vital Factors about one of the individuals that talks about how he focused his entire organization on quality and literally brought his organization out of bankruptcy.
Hmm.
And, quality is going to be different for every business. But, quality can be around, if you're manufacturing, how many mistakes you have.
It's about quality. The quality process is about execution.
Absolutely.
It's not about reaction. That's one of the things I think a lot of people miss, Lee, is they think, you talk to small business owners and they say, oh, we have quality service here. They talk about quality in their advertising, all that. Well, what they really mean is when things mess up, we fix it real fast. And
you're
what quality
right.
process is about is it doesn't mess up in the beginning. It doesn't break in the beginning. You deliver things on a much higher level so that you don't have to come back and fix it.
You're absolutely right. And if you get the one thing that I'd probably leave your listeners with is one important thing, and you know this also because of your background. If you're not hitting your goals in your business and your people aren't hitting their goals, the issue's in your fundamentals and your execution. And it's those fundamentals and blocking and tackling of management a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you start. And, there's certain things you just do as a manager So focus on your fundamentals.
Well said, Lee. Give us your website again, please.
The website's mapconsulting.com.
And the book is called Vital Factors, available wherever books are sold. Lee Frushizer, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Lee Frushizer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. He's got more to teach us. Right back after these messages with our good friend Tim Berry, president and founder of Palo Alto Software. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.